one, Judith Lucy, Joshua Lucy, and Cheryl Lucy, northwest of Road 351 Clubhouse Road, 250 feet northeast of Road 349 Old Mill Road, being bounded by Banks Acres Development, Section D, a variance from minimum lot width requirement for a partial.
My name's Glenn Piper. I'm president of Landmark Associates, a local appraisal and consulting firm.
Swear in.
I don't know if you want me to start.
Name and address.
Glenn Piper, Landmark Associates, Lewis, Delaware.
You swear a testimony you're about to give to the best of knowledge?
Yes.
Okay.
I originally got employed as an appraiser for this property 2 years ago at the death of a Mr. Lacey, who had purchased the property in the early 80s from Mr. Joshua Banks, who was the original developer of Banks Acres. It appears that at the time, when I did the appraisal of the property, I suggested that looking at this, the highest and best use of the property, aware of the fact that there was sewer coming down Clubhouse Road, could be to subdivide it if in fact it was legally permissible. Mr. Banks, obviously when he did this subdivision, probably in the 60s, early 70s, kept the equivalent of two parcels for himself. Never subdivided the two and then joined them back. It is part of Banks Acres, which required that I get over 51% of the owners to consent to this, which I accomplished over December and January. It also happens to be on a county road, which by requirement is 150 feet, which leads to the application for the variance. The neighborhood, is basically double wide, so I think you're gonna see a major transition as the sewer line, which is projected. They're actually on the corner down here. There are signs up. So it's somewhere in the next 18 months to 2 years that these sites will be sewered. Mm-hmm. And when subdivided, they're still bigger than all the lots, each of them, in the subdivision itself. There is an existing house which sits on the widest northern portion on the property, and I have a few pictures of it. There's a little history, you can't see it from the outside, but the center portion of the house was built over 100 years ago, and I have prospects or actually purchasers that are interested in restoring it, but like I say, the excess land doesn't come up with any functional value for us. And the other thing I should mention on the way the line split by Land Tech, rather than go even, one lot is smaller than the other, there's a two-story garage to the rear that he did his setback off of and kept the lines parallel, which ended up, if you look at it, you'll see that the lines kind of contorted the back properties. Mm-hmm. So it just, ideally it would have been nice to have them equal size, but his recommendation was to go this way with it.
Is the fact that two-car garage being
there? Yeah, there's actually a two-car with a double two-story, and then, which would encumber the property line, is an old two-story garage attached, which would be taken off.
Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned about the driveways
Driveways are laid out to go side by side, but we haven't got the permit completed yet. I called for that.
Combined driveway.
They'll be side by. I don't know when you say combined. Do they have to be macadam, or can there be a buffer? They're going to be right next to each other, but
I believe the state defines that.
Okay.
Yes, the state would do
ideally,
that.
Ideally, a little row of trees down the middle would be nice. Other than that, they're going to be right next to each other, the two driveways.
Mm-hmm. And that would be the state.
What does the current owner plan to do with the two lots?
We have a purchaser for the house, the larger of the two. Assuming we're successful here, and the other lot will be sold. where, if you see the situation of the house, I'm not dealing with an estate that basically has any discretionary money to even work on this. You know, it's something, everybody believes that an heir is blessed with millions in Sussex County, and not in all cases. This one had a mortgage, the house.
You say this is part of an estate?
Well, yeah, it was an estate sale. Okay, Mr. Ed Lacy died about a year ago and left it to his daughter and his daughter-in-law, having his son also passed away a year.
Just fill that in.
We need to mark them at the opposite end first.
If you would, please. Thank you.
Does it exist in residence? Believe it or not, the roofs don't leak.
Okay, all about the same. Any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wertman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Hey, do we have any letters?
Just had the signatures, the 116 of no objections.
116?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
One letter.
One letter in opposition. Do you want to?
It's just a.
Just to brief it.
Only thing he said, the land should not be divided. It should be left as is.
Okay. How are they in relation to it or close to it? Or?
They're partial. Well, they're.
In the development.
Yes.
At the end of development.
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9471, as it certainly won't alter the central character of the neighborhood. It wasn't created by the applicant, and it's what it'll be like everything else there.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, with a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9471. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Case number 9472.